Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Deacon, Browns analyst with the Browns Radio Network, and of course, former Browns offensive lineman, as all our guests do, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Doug, how you doing this evening?
Doing okay.
Is it? Are you growing a little bit wary of having to answer the questions and talk about miles, or is it just kind of one of those things that you got to do?
Well, I think it's one of those things, unfortunately, you've got to do. It's unfortunate. It kind of is a little bit of a black eye for the city, because, you know, people perceive the team as they perceive the city. And it's a very unfortunate thing. I mean, it was totally uncalled for. But, you know, by the same token, you know, somewhere along the road it got started someplace else. And I think, you know, that's, the victim in this case is getting away pretty much scot-free.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about Mason Rudolph, and I think that's what really has the fans frustrated, and I think all of us frustrated, is that, okay, what Miles did was wrong. I don't know if anybody
without a doubt.
Yeah, but at the same time, you've got Mason Rudolph, and he's just kind of, you know, we see the pictures of him with his arms in the air, and, well, I didn't do it. Like the guy that got called on the basketball floor for a fight,
Might not be old enough to remember him, but Eddie Haskell used to do the same things on Leave It to Beaver.
I totally remember Leave It to Beaver.
Remember that show?
Warden.
He's that old?
Oh, Warden. Dustin.
Jane. Warden.
Warden Jane, that's right.
Mrs. Cleaver, yeah.
Warden Jane. Dustin made a smart remark there, but we'll forget about him. Doug, how important, though, moving forward now, how important is it, how realistic is it, I guess, for the Browns, because we're hearing, you know, Jarvis and Sheldon Richardson saying, yeah, hey, we gotta move on. Miami's still waiting with or without Myles Garrett, probably without. How tough is that, do you think, though, for the team to just stay focused and get ready for Sunday with all this stuff hanging over?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, when the media comes in a locker room, that's what they're going to be talking about all week. They're not going to be talking about the Dolphins coming in, and the Dolphins are playing better football. But, you know, with that said, you know, it's, as I think as an athlete, you got to, you know, get your focus on what's ahead, not what's behind. And I think, you know, this is a case where, you know, they're still in the hunt. And the old next man up, it's going to, you know, be the story, I think, at the defense end position. But, you know, you lose your best pass rusher and you're obviously your best defensive player, and it's a big hole in your defense.
You with me? I think the Browns are going to make a run here. And, you know, I think they could win every game, frankly, up to the Baltimore game. And then we kind of find out, you know, what this team's really made of. And, you know, will they make a playoff push and get in there? I think they're going to make it interesting.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the one thing is it can go both ways. You know, the team can get fractured by the fact that people have different opinions, or they can become closer and become a team, and, you know, not just, you know, a bunch of independent contractors out there playing together. And I think, you know, hopefully it's going to go in the direction that they become closer and play more like a team.
Doug Deacon joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Browns taking on the Dolphins this Sunday, still awaiting what the suspension will be for Myles Garrett. And Doug, as we wait for that stuff to come down and, you know, getting ready for Sunday's game and kind of just really the next six, how important is it? Because we've seen Baker Mayfield, you know, no turnovers last three games. And I'm not saying that the offense necessarily has to just explode these last six games. That would be nice. But how important do you think it's going to be for the offense to kick it into gear a little bit, while at the same time maintaining no turnovers and just being smart with the football?
Well, I think, you know, obviously they're starting to play better as an offense. You know, the fact that they haven't turned the ball over, you know, really helps. But on the other side, I think Dustin can attest to this, you know, now all of a sudden the coverage is going to have to be better because you don't have that guy that's going to make them get the ball out quicker. But I think, you know, the offense, you know, with Kareem becoming part of it, all of a sudden, you know, they've added a different dimension. And, you know, hopefully you get Njoku back here shortly and you know, you get healthy on the offensive side. And I think, you know, Teller has done a nice job filling in at the right guard when he took over that position. So, you know, they're starting to play better and, you know, they're not beating themselves. You know, they're actually, you know, going out and winning games because they don't mess up.
How about the addition of Kareem Hunt here? I think that this has been so, like, I don't really want to say this has been like the boost they needed, but like fresh legs, you know, a different level of intensity and energy. It's, I love it, man.
Well, yeah, not only that, I love the way that the kid goes about blocking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's, you know, he understands his role. Yeah, you know, he's been a star in this league, but you know, he also knows that to win, if he does his job, it's you know, Chubb's got a better chance of doing his job. And I really, you know, as a runner, yeah, you know, you can see we're out in the open field, and as a pass receiver, you know, he adds a different dimension. But the fact that, you know, he's willing to be a team player, not the superstar to just, you know, join the team, I think that speaks highly of.
A few more minutes with Doug Deacon, Browns radio analyst, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Play of Joe Schobert, obviously everything gets overshadowed after Thursday's game and the way it ended. But that W had a lot to do with defense, and Joe Schobert was everywhere on the defensive side of the ball. Just talk about his season, and have you seen him? He was already a great player. Has he taken it even to another level this year?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, about halfway through the game, I had Morgan Burnett as the defensive player of the week. At the end of the game, I had Joe Schobert as the defensive player of the week. I mean, he had a tremendous game. But the thing about Joe is, you know, he's a smart football player. He, you know, obviously studies tendencies. You know, he gets the deep drop, which a lot of middle linebackers aren't able to get that deep in their drops. And, you know, he's just a good football player. I mean, he came into the season and he was tagged last year with the fact he had the most missed tackles. But a lot of that deals with the people in front of him, whether, you know, they keep him clean or not. And I think, you know, this year, you know, he hasn't missed many tackles, and he's come up with big plays like he did on Thursday night.
All right, so looking ahead to Sunday against the Miami Dolphins, this is a team that, you know, okay, the record isn't good, and we know there's not a lot of talent. One thing you can say for Brian Flores, and we saw it again this past week with the Buffalo Bills, they are disciplined. They are going to fight to the very end. So, you know, the Browns have an advantage talent-wise, no doubt about that. But we know this Dolphins team isn't just going to roll over and play dead.
Oh, no. I mean, anybody that's a professional, they have a lot of pride. And the one thing you don't want to be is embarrassed as a person or as an athlete or as a team. And they're going to come in here and give their best shot. I mean, you can say the same. You know, I watched a little bit of Arizona. I mean, they gave the 49ers all they could run. And, you know, the Bengals, yeah, they haven't won a game yet. But, you know, they're going to come in and play. So for all those that thought this last half of the schedule was going to be easy, it's not. I mean, every game's a tough game. And if you go in there thinking, well, you just throw your hat out there or your helmet out there, I hate to say that now, but, you know, and you're going to win the football game, you know, you're wrong. I mean, you're going to get your butt kicked.
Hey, Deke, what do you think about Kaepernick? You think this is real? You think he'll get a chance again?
Boy, I mean, somebody will probably give him a shot. But, you know, the have the thing scheduled and move it someplace else. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of teams in the NFL say, you know, don't jerk me around. Just, you know, do what we're supposed to do. I mean, you know, you're talking about discipline in the situation we had here on Thursday night. There's a little self-discipline lacking there.
Well, Doug, in closing, I just want to let you know, Newman checked in. Hello, Newman, on Twitter. He said, leave it to Beaver. I think we said Ward and Jane, and he wanted to make it clear it was Ward and June.
June, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, I missed it too. I missed. We're both culpable here.
And Wally.
And Wally and the Beave, and yeah. Was, who was the other? There was that little chubby kid. I can't remember what his name was.
Oh, boy. I don't yeah. Remember.
Such a great show. Great show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Doug, we appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work, and we'll see if they can get a W on Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.